there and welcome to a new episode of the History Rocks podcast. Isn't it lovely? The weather right now. We've just had a beautiful bank holiday weekend and I'm sure you've all been out there sat in the sunshine revising like good diligent students over this extended weekend. I'm sure you have. Before we start, I want to give a little shout out to a school, a sixth form that's been listening into our podcasts. So this is a special hello to those based in Bury St Edmunds in Suffolk, in a school called St Benedict's, which everyone knows as Benny's. Big shout out to you. Thank you for listening. And I wish you the very best of luck in your forthcoming exams. We salute you. So I'm going to start today's episode with a little Russian joke. You know how I like these. This one comes from a series that I was listening to on Radio 4 not that long ago that was called It Is Just a Joke, Comrade, 100 Years of Russian Satire by a lady called Viz Groskop. And she tells all the history about Russian jokes and things like that, but also, you know, shares some of the classic pieces with us. So I thought I'd share you this one. I do like it. And it goes like this. Comrade Rabinowitz, why were you not present at the last meeting of the Communist Party? He replies, no one told me it was the last meeting. Had I known, I would have brought my whole family. Bum bum. It's good, isn't it? We love it. We love it. If you've got any special little jokes, any shout outs, anything you'd like to cover, really, on these history podcasts, why not drop us a line? You can contact us on our Twitter handle, My History Rocks. But you can also now email us. So we've got a special email address and it's hello@myhistoryrocks.co.uk. And we'll be sure to help you out. We really want to help you. So today's episode is going to focus upon tone. And this is something really that a lot of students find really hard to grapple with. They don't really know what to do when talking about tone in the AQA Section A sources for Paper 2. So we're going to go through that a little bit today. You know, what is it? Why are we doing it? And what sort of things to think about, particularly in the layout with it as well. So let's start firstly with, well, what is it? Well, tone is all about the overall sense that you get from the source. Okay, so what's the tenor of it? What's the sense of it? Think about the choice of language that the author is using in the source and the emphasis that they're placing upon certain things. And it can tell you a lot about the view or the standpoint of the person that's written the source in the first place. And we want to then link that to an overall assessment of value. So we'll get on to that shortly. So what I would suggest you do, because students really struggle articulating what the tone of a source is to create yourself, think about creating yourself a little bank of words that you can fall back upon when looking at tone and use them appropriately as and when certain sources are presented to you. So think of things like this, because I had to do this when I was writing for Hodder Education some time back. So words that denote tone, think of things like it's defensive, it's critical, it's accusatory. It might be cautious or hopeful or optimistic. It could be taunting. I like that, particularly when it comes to some of the Cold War primary sources. It could be desperate or urgent. It could be worried or anxious. A source can be matter of fact. It can be caustic. I like caustic. It's like really venomous, really acidic. It can be judgmental. It can be threatening. It can be a whole range of other things. So think about creating yourself a bank of words to use to describe tone. And it's really important that you have that ability to articulate, because students really struggle to explain what the tone of a source is. But if you've thought about some of these descriptive words, you've got something to fall back upon. Now, a lot of the student responses that I saw, and I've seen this when I've been sort of traveling around to other colleges and sixth forms as well, went about their layout in a particular way, and it's completely understandable why they did this, but it's not really helpful. So a lot of students approached the Section A sources for AQA in three paragraphs for each source. So you'd have one paragraph on the content, one paragraph on the provenance, one paragraph on the tone. So the tone was like this floating little paragraph on its own, not really linked or related to anything. Now, two problems there. One is just that it's bolted on, often not linked to the value, often not linked to the question. And secondly, people didn't really know what to write about. So you ended up with this paragraph of largely waffle, to be honest. Students were treating it like an unseen poetry exercise, even going down to the choice of grammar and punctuation used within the source. It's just too much. It's not necessary. So, first things first, you should consider tone within each of the sources. But sometimes, there's just not enough to write about tone. It might not be appropriate to a particular source that you're looking at, in which case, don't discuss tone at all. It's completely irrelevant. So, for instance, say you've got a law that's been published or something like that. It's unlikely to really have any kind of tone to it. It's going to be very business-like. It's going to be very matter-of-fact. It's not really going to include any element of tone to it. So why even discuss it? It's just not necessary. Your other two primary sources out of the three might have much more that you can consider when it comes to tone. So don't just, you know, bolt something on for the sake of it. Let's not crowbar a whole discussion of tone in where it's just not appropriate. The next thing is that tone on its own doesn't work. So you'd be best advised to link tone to provenance when discussing the source. So for instance, I think tone is quite a happy bedfellow with purpose. Okay, the purpose of the source can explain the tone that's been adopted within it. The author of the source as well could also explain the tone adopted within that particular source, for instance. Okay, and then what you want to do is link it to value. So, tone shouldn't really be its own independent paragraph. It's better when it's interwoven with commentary on provenance and commentary on content. So I'm going to give you a little example of a Russian source where I've discussed tone. Listen to this. Source A is valuable to a historian because it was written by a Soviet official, Alexander Panyushkin, and provides an official Soviet response to the formation of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization of 1949. Panyushkin can clearly not stop the establishment of NATO with a letter produced only 2 days before it was finalized. Therefore, the purpose of the source sent to the US Secretary of State Dean Acheson was to make the Soviet stance clear to him and the world's media. This explains the tone that Panyushkin adopts in the source. It is quite accusatory and likens the formation of NATO to the world domination that was sought by the Nazis. This is clear hyperbole, but the source is still valuable in providing the alternative account of NATO's establishment. So notice how the author and the purpose of the source in this particular example explains the tone. Note also how it all links to an overall assessment of value. So when you're discussing tone, try and intersperse it, link it with some commentary on some other things, and, you know, treat it as part of an overall assessment of value. It's got to link to the value. It's got to link to the question itself. So there we go. I guess three main things to remember from this. One, it's not always appropriate to comment on tone within the three sources, but there should be, I would imagine, a couple of opportunities where you can do that. Secondly, don't put it into its own floating paragraph. You really isn't enough to write about when discussing tone in this instance to warrant a whole paragraph in its own right. And thirdly, try and link your commentary on tone to the broader discussion on the provenance or the content, particularly purpose and author. They're quite happy bedfellows with tone, and that should make for a much stronger answer overall. Okay, I hope that's helped you in your thoughts about how to integrate tone. As said before, send in any requests, anything you'd like us to cover, any shout outs to any colleges or students out there, any jokes. I love jokes. Send them all to me. And I'm going to finish off there for today. I hope you're studying hard. I salute you, and I will hear from you soon. Take care.